Thanks for joining us today. This is part one of a brand new series, as we said earlier, and it's called Soaring with Eagles or Hanging with Buzzards. What are you doing? Are you take account of your own life right now. Are you soaring with eagles? Maybe hanging with buzzards. Today, in this new sermon series, today, part one, we're going to focus on attitude. Your attitude and mine. Attitudes. Did you know the Bible talks about attitudes? Absolutely. Is your attitude positive or negative? Do you draw people to you or do you repel them? Do you make friends or do you alienate? Just how mature in the things of God am I? I've had to ask these questions of myself the last few weeks. And I've had, if I answer honestly, some pretty harsh answers. I've got much improvement to make. How mature in the things of God are we? Through this series, my prayer is that everyone who hears these messages will be open to what the Spirit might be saying to you as an individual and collectively as a church. What's God saying? We're going to be dealing with other subjects too in the coming weeks. One of them is called Slip Sliding Away. Message today is called Fly Like an Eagle, old Steve Miller tune from when I was in high school, when I had like hair, long hair, big old earring, wore eye makeup. Oh, man. I don't want to run anybody out. Fly Like an Eagle. That's today. In the coming weeks, we're gonna do another one called Slip Sliding Away. Paul Simon song. Slip sliding away. And you know what that one's about? The danger of backsliding. Because it's easy to do. We'll also have another message that we're going to call American Idolatry. I'll just keep that a surprise. Another subject we're going to deal with is bitterness versus forgiveness. Now, today, with regard to our attitudes, each and every one of us will need to ask ourselves and God, Lord, where am I in my walk with you? Am I a spiritual baby? Oh, hey, I may have been a believer for years. But by my behavior, by my attitude, do I possess the spiritual maturity level of a baby? Or am I more like an adolescent? Smart aleck. And I pretend that I know it all. Don't tell me that. I know that. Spiritual adolescence. Am I like that? Or maybe, just maybe, I pray I'm growing in Christ. Where do we stand? No. We need to take this attitude. God, I'm not perfect. I haven't arrived. Because when we start thinking that, we're in trouble. I've arrived. No, you haven't. This is we are moving toward a final destination point. You haven't arrived, neither have I. But I'm trusting you, God, with all my heart, to lead me, strengthen me, take me from faith to faith, from glory to glory, from victory to victory. Part one today, Fly Like an Eagle. Please open your Bibles, or you can follow on your outline. Deuteronomy chapter 2. Deuteronomy 2. We'll look at verses 11 and 12. I'm sorry. Thank you. Come up here and help me. There you go. I didn't bring him out here. 32. Here we go. 11, verse 11. as an eagle. As an eagle stirs up its nest, hovers over its young, spreading out its wings, taking them up, carrying them on its wings. So the Lord alone led him, led Israel. And there was no foreign God with him. Man, I love that. I love that. Fly like an eagle. The eagle is like, I love to watch the Discovery Channel. Because, you know, you see all these things on nature and stuff. I mean, it's really neat. And I love the eagle. Symbol of our nation. The eagle. Why in heaven's name would Almighty God in this book talk about an eagle? The eagle is one of the most majestic creatures in all of creation. It's majestic in flight. You know, seemingly without effort, the eagle just soars at amazing heights, and it can spot its prey from miles away. Amazing. He glides through the skies. The eagle commands the respect of all creatures. Then with a flap of those great wings, he soars higher and higher, straight up like a rocket. And he goes to breathtaking heights. What makes this bird so majestic, so regal? What is it about the eagle that's so impressive? And why would God, in the Bible, compare himself to an eagle? Better question even, why would God compare us to eagles? Why? Well, there's a good reason. There are lots of good reasons. Let's take a closer look at this remarkable bird. The Bible says, as an eagle stirs up its nest, hovers over its young, spreading out its wings, taking them up, carrying them on its wings, so the Lord alone led Israel. Think about this. Now, as I said, I've been watching Discovery. We get National Geographic magazine, and man, the eagles are amazing. You know, after a baby eagle is hatched from the egg, you know, they've got it real easy for a while. They sit in their little nest that mama has made for them. They've got it easy. Life is cake for that baby eagle. They sit in their soft, downy nest. And everything they need in life is fed to them. It's given to them. Feed me, feed me, feed me. And mama does. Everything's brought to them that they need. But one day, things change. There comes a day when Mother Eagle stirs up the nest. Yeah. And on that day, Mama Eagle gets down in the nest and begins to flap and flutter and flop all over the place. She flaps her wings, she's making these little baby eagles get up, and walk around that nest. She forces them to do it. Then she may start taking away all those soft little downy leaves and feathers and gets rid of them. You know why? So that her babies can't get comfortable. And when her little ones try to lie down in that nest, they get stuck by the sticks and they get pricked all over. And you see, it's time for her babies to grow up. Amen? You may be at the same place in your spiritual walk. And if you're sitting there right now thinking, no, I'm not. You got problems. That proves your infancy in the things of God. You may be at the same place. God has provided you and helped you along all this time. But you've heard enough of the Word of God by now. And it's time for you to grow spiritually. It's time for you to start believing God's word on your own and serving other people. Sometimes people reach a place in their walk with God where they wonder why. Why, God? Are things not as comfortable as they used to be? Well, it may be that they need to grow up. It may be that God is stirring them around in the nest just like the mama eagle does her babies to get them up. And she flutters her wings and kicks around and gets rid of the feathers and the leaves. And that's what God may be doing with some of us today. He's fluttering over you. And it's not comfortable. It's uncomfortable. And what I'm saying may be uncomfortable. He's taken away all those soft feathers, all the things in your life that make it easy to stay spiritually lazy, complacent. He's trying to help you get up, begin to move out of your comfort zone. And he wants you to learn how to believe him for yourself and serve him wholeheartedly. Now, after a few days of this stirring around, Mama Eagle, she's something. She's stirring up her eaglets, and she's making them walk around the prickly nest. And then the mama gets in the nest behind the babies. You know what she does next? She flutters her wings until one of the eaglets finally climbs up onto the rim of the nest. And you know how high those guys live. But Mother Eagle doesn't stop there. With the fluttering of those wings, oh man, she deliberately crowds the eaglet on the rim of that nest, crowds him right there and right off the edge. Woo! Wow. Wonder what's going through his mind. And there goes the tiny eaglet in free fall, thousands and thousands of feet downward. You may be thinking, man, Tony, that's me. That's me. I feel like I've just been pushed over the edge of my comfortable life. I'm in free fall, spiritually speaking, mentally, physically. I'm in free fall. So what do I do now? You have to do what you've seen other believers do. Use your faith wings. Start believing God. That poor little eaglet, my gosh, he's in free fall. We're going to have to pick him up with a spatula. He's going down, 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 down. The only thing he knows to do is what he's seen his mama and papa do. With those massive wings. So the eaglet starts flapping his little puny wings. And it's not helping a whole lot. He's still going down. Then, just before splat, he hits the ground. Shoo! Here comes Mother Eagle. Almost the speed of sound. Straight down. Gets under that eaglet. And bears him up on her wings. All the way back to the nest. I love that. Some of you may be on the rim of the nest. Some of you may be in free fall. You might be looking at situations that just look impossible. You may be in midair, trying to get your wings of faith for the first time, or maybe you haven't used them in such a long time. It may look as though you're about to hit rock bottom, and then it's going to be over. I'm done. But loved one, I want to tell you today that the Heavenly Father, and this is point number 3, write this down, your Heavenly Father will not let you fall. He won't let you fall. You You know, Exodus 19 says this. God says this from Exodus. You have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, back to that little eaglet. You know what? That's not the end of the story. The next day, the very next day, the eagles go through the same scenario again. Going to give this little guy a nervous breakdown, you'd think. The same thing. But this time, that little eaglet is much stronger. And he flies a little bit longer before he has to be borne up on his parents' wings. Then after about 3 days of this exercise, all of a sudden it happens, the little eagle begins to soar majestically on the thermal and on the wind with outstretched wings. He's flying. Oh, praise God, he's flying. And he's going, look at me, Jack. Yeah. Takes repetition. I can picture it. He's thinking, oh man, this is fun. The same thing happens to you when you first jump out of the security of your spiritual nest and begin to believe God. It's not too much fun at first, is it? Man, it's hard. But once you really learn how to fly, how to trust and believe in God in every situation in your life, you wouldn't have it any other way. You're maturing. You're growing up. And after a while, your faith wings become strengthened because you've been constantly exercising them. Then you have no problem at all when you come up against a chasm of tests or trials because you're used to relying on God's word. You believe him. You take him at his word. So you jump right in the middle of the great gulf that you're in, and you know that God's word is going to hold you up and bear you safely to the other side. Oh, man. Well, somewhere around the fifth day now, the mama eagle doesn't even have to nudge her little one out of the nest anymore. No. Instead, they get up and they fly off together. What a beautiful picture that is. Number five, write this, fill this in. Number five, don't be afraid to try your wings. And it may be scary at first. You may have never even made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. But he's drawing you today to his heart, to himself. He's drawing you to the cross. I want to encourage you to take that step of faith. Make him the Lord of your life. For others, I want to encourage you, allow God to grow you up. Because when you don't, when you resist, I know firsthand, you're in a heap of trouble. You just make things worse. Number five, in the same way, you need to learn to trust God because he knows when it's time for you to start spreading your own spiritual wings and learn how to live by faith in his word. It's all part of growing up spiritually. You can't always remain in the nest of safety. Sooner or later, you got to learn to step out in faith. You have to get out of the nest and learn to fly. You see, I want to tell you something. Many people are not going to get any more direction from God until they first make a move. Not a lot of amens there. Many people are not going to get any more direction with God from God until they make the first move. See, we have a little bit of responsibility ourselves. I'm not talking about moving out of town or moving to another church. I'm not talking about that. I am talking about moving on with God, maturing in him, developing your faith, getting into this word, getting involved in ministry, getting involved with other people's lives instead of just focused in on my own misery. That's what this series is going to be all about. And I speak from experience. I've done all of the negative stuff that I'm talking about. I've done the positive stuff that I'm talking about. I'm just a fellow journeyman with you. That's all. We're here to learn together from the Spirit of God. Let me say this. You're going to have to make the move. You're going to have to step out of your nest of spiritual dependence and complacency. And you're going to need to learn to trust God for yourself. Don't be afraid to try your wings of faith. You have the potential to soar on those wings. And one day you will. But not unless you make a move and take that first step. Number 6, write this in. Take off the limits. We tend to limit ourselves, and in doing so, we also limit God. Well, that can't be done. You know what? You know, that church will never grow. You'll never get that promotion. All you have is a GED. You'll never make it through college. You don't have the money. You can't. You know what? That stuff will poison you. That's an attitude that will poison you. It'll cause spiritual cancer. And Satan's got you. He's got you by the throat. You have become meat for Satan's table. Take off the limits. See, God will never limit you. Never. He will never limit you from receiving all that He's got for you. The truth is, you are the one who limits God in your life. Let me ask you a question. How big can you dream for God? How much can you believe Him for? Your answer to those questions will determine your spiritual altitude and your future. How high you will soar in life with God, or how deep in the chasm you're going to live in defeat. And how many other people then are you going to drag down with you? Tough questions. I was there. Thank God. Thank God He pushed me off the rim of the nest. Time and time again, too. Study the Word, and you'll see that Jesus Christ doesn't put any limits on you. Jesus said in Mark 11:24, "Nothing shall be impossible to you." Matthew 17:20, "Whatever you ask for, whatever things you ask for when you pray, believe you receive them and you will have them." In other words, Jesus says you can have whatever you can believe for according to my word. The Bible says it this way, Philippians 4:13. Who knows that one? "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." I can do all things. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. It's up to us how high we fly in life. How high we soar. Let's take off the limits. Let's take the limits off God and set our sights high on our Lord Jesus Christ. Because with Him, all things are possible. Learn a lesson from the eagle. Build your spiritual house on the right foundation, on the Word. Build it so strong it will stand the test. Then don't be afraid to step out. Step out in faith. Try your supernatural wings. It's something you have to do. You have to do it. I have to do it. God's not going to do it for you. I'll tell you something else. Your mother or your father, your sister, your brother, your boss, or your pastor can do it for you. God Himself can't do it for you. You have to learn to believe God. Take Him at His word. But if you will, pretty soon you'll find yourself flying over those chasms, the chasms of impossibilities. with nothing at all underneath you but God's Word. And you'll find yourself soaring to greater heights than you've ever hoped or dreamed or imagined. Write this down. Point 7, dare to believe God. Dare to believe God for great things. Dare to dream big dreams. Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. My life, I'll tell you, is living proof that the Word of God will never fail. In the midst of seemingly impossible situations, and it wasn't easy. And I had to get hit over the head by my wife or by people close to me several times. Tony, stand on the Word. Stand on the Word. I've had to stand on this Word and keep on quoting His promises, living them, and I'm still here. And thank God, I'm getting a little stronger every day. I've been told, as I said earlier, I've been told, and I've heard elsewhere, that church will never make it. It ebbs and flows, ebbs and flows. That's just been the history of Maranatha or Fresh Harvest. That's just the way it is. I don't receive that. I don't receive that. God has much greater things for us than that. Small thinking. Will we make mistakes? Absolutely. I have made more than my share of mistakes. But for the problems that I go through, I have been seeking help for those problems. Medically, spiritually, emotionally, and some of you need to also. Some of you are afraid to say anything to your pastor or to a board member or another brother or sister in Christ about a problem you're going through. You're afraid to because you're afraid of how it will make you look. You're bound up. You're in grave clothes. You need someone to help you rip those off. You need to become transparent. Because there are people here who love you and who will help you. It's time to fly. Get involved in the work of God. It's time to fly. The Lord's asking you, what can you believe me for? You know, honestly recognize where your level of faith is and determine what you can believe God for right now. It may be something small, but believe God for it. Next, start exercising your faith to receive those things you're believing for. As you consistently receive the answers to those things, your faith is going to strengthen and increase, and you'll begin to move up like the baby eagle to a higher level of faith. You know, in the time we still have left on this earth, and I don't know how long it is, we can always accomplish more for Jesus Christ if we'll just step out on the Word of God and dare to believe Him. Dare to believe Him. Number 8, write this down, please. The last point, soar on wings like eagles. Sometimes in life, you know, it just seems easier to stay in an uncomfortable nest. Hear me. It seems easier for a lot of us to stay in an uncomfortable nest than to step out on the rim and step out and off and start believing God for yourself. That's easier sometimes to stay in that nest and be uncomfortable. You might think your faith wings right now are just too weak to flap, too weak to sustain you in midair. But it's time to jump out of the nest and fly. It's time to fly, loved one. But the Bible says God gives power to the faint, and He increases the strength of those who have no might. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Live a life of gratitude. Be in faith. Get on the rim of that nest. Jump. It's time for you to fly. One last passage. Open your Bibles to Isaiah 40. This is just so cool. Cheryl had this open earlier. Isaiah 40. Cheryl took my sermon from me. That's okay. Isaiah 40. Oh, this is so cool. This is God speaking to all of us. And that's just confirmation that she picked that out earlier. And this is what we end with. Oh boy, Isaiah 40, verse 28. Wow. God says to you and me, have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak. And to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. And the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Praise God. We love you, Lord. Now, the eagle does not have tremendous power in his wings to begin with, does he? No. His wings have to be developed. He has a responsibility. Mama can't carry him no more. Right? Yeah. Remember that when the eaglet first learns to fly, his mama pushes him out of the nest. That's hard. That's harsh. Child abuse. But she pushes him out of the nest like God wants to do with us. And he goes trembling. Trembling and tumbling. Thousands of feet trying to flap those little puny wings. Then Mama or Papa Eagle swoops down underneath him, catches him, bears him back up to the nest. They go through that exercise day after day after day. Until all of a sudden, the little eagle begins to mount up. Check me out. Yeah. And he soars with outstretched wings. That's what we need to do. And I'm going to close with this. That's what we all need to do. And there's a handful of us here, most likely, more than likely, need to start to grow. Step out. Jump. Go with God. Trust Him. Trust His Word. Stand on that Word. Speak it instead of that old junk that you've been speaking 24/7. See, you and I don't have the power to soar with spiritual wings to begin with. We have to develop them first. How? By strengthening them, by constantly exercising your faith with God's Word, spending time every day with the Lord in prayer, in praise, and walking in love, serving and helping other people, getting your eyes off my pitiful self, my pitiful life, my pitiful problems. It's time to fly. Doesn't matter if you're teetering on the edge of your nest of safety, stepping out on God's Word for the very first time, or if you've already discovered your faith wings, but you haven't used them for a long, long time. God will not let you fall, and His Word will never fail you. Dear one, whoever I'm talking to today, don't be afraid to climb out of that familiar nest. It's probably uncomfortable by now. Don't be afraid to get up on the rim and fly, jump off. Use your spiritual wings. Take off the limits. Dare to believe God's best for you. Then before long, you will begin to mount up with greater confidence, faith, strength on spiritual wings, soaring higher and higher and higher as you reach new altitudes of faith with God. He's got much more for your life than you can even begin to dream. Please stand. What does all this prove? What does it mean? It means that, I guess what we're saying is that it's impossible. Impossible to achieve seemingly impossible. Let me rephrase that. I got that wrong. It is possible. Really, it is possible for us to achieve seemingly impossible situations. Impossible odds. We can overcome them. We could fly to new heights of faith with God, with His Spirit, through His Word. And it's all in Jesus Christ. It proves that God keeps His promises. He does. The Bible says, He that began a good work in you is going to be faithful to complete that work. The Bible also says, Jesus said, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea. And nothing shall be impossible to you. How big can you dream for God? How much can you believe Him for? See, I'm not going to go there today. I'll go there next week. It's not meant for today. It's not meant for today. What would you like to accomplish? What would you like to build? Yeah, but Tony, I failed in that. I failed in this. Get up, dust yourself off. Get back up again. Get on the rim of that nest. And Lord, I'm flying with you. I don't care what anybody says or how they try to drag me down. I'm going with you. I'm dreaming big dreams for God. What would you like to accomplish or build? A church? I would. I know Jesus does. How about a business? How about a career? How about a college education? How about a home? Your own home. How about a marriage? A great reputation? A life that really, truly makes a difference rather than me just existing, taking up space? Then you can do it through faith. Faith in God. Through faith, prayer, praise, thanksgiving, boldness. Dare to spread your wings of faith and soar to new heights in Christ. Oh, I love that song. I'm going to dream big dreams, accomplish great things, climb many mountains with God. For I can do anything through Him who gives strength to me. I'm going to dream big dreams for God. No more running. No more starting and quitting halfway through. No more running when I'm offended. No more running when I'm the slightest bit uncomfortable in that church. I don't like that pastor or what he's saying. No more. No matter what is done to me personally, no more running. I've done enough of that in ministry. No more running. Did you know the average stay of a pastor in a church in this nation? The average pastor is a year and a half. in a church. Year and a half, then they're out of there. On to the next one for a year and a half until things get rough. Bye. And we're setting that example for the congregation. That's why we have so many, church hobos. Hallelujah hobos who church hop. Boom, 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 boom. I'm speaking the truth. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm hanging on. I want to dream big dreams for God. I pray that you do too. Lord, I thank you. We thank you. For great is thy faithfulness. And I want to ask every head bowed and every eye closed right now. You may feel like that little eaglet. You really may feel that way. And you're thinking to yourself, man, some of that stuff struck home. Yeah, well, it bothered me. But Lord, I know you have bigger things for my life. You may feel like that little eaglet. You may feel like you've been beaten down. You're just sick and tired of being sick and tired. Possibly you feel defeated, maybe depressed. Today you need to be bold. You need to be bold in Christ. Call upon the name of the Lord, the Bible says, and you'll be saved. There's a void in your heart. You may have never made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. I want to ask you to do that this morning. I want to beg you, please don't waste another moment of your life. Because a life without Jesus Christ is a wasted life. Booze can't fill the void. I know. Weed can't fill the void. I know. Well, many of us have been there. Many of us here. Sex can't fill that void. All that stuff just makes it even a bigger, blacker, gaping hole. But I want to ask you to call upon Jesus this morning. Say, Jesus, I'm sorry for all the junk that I've done in my life, all the sin in my life. Just please, take it from me, God. Don't worry about cleaning yourself up. You're not going to do that. But because Jesus shed his blood for you, he wants to cleanse you and make you whole. There are also others, who, like I said, who feel like that little eaglet. It's time to fly. It's time to get out of that chasm of defeat. That uncomfortable nest that you know my life's not right and I know I'm not doing the right thing for God and I know I haven't believed him and I've doubted him. And don't beat yourself up anymore. Satan does a good enough job. Don't beat yourself up. Say, Jesus, I need you desperately in my life. And Jesus, my wings are weak, they're puny, they're frail right now, but I'm going to stand on the edge of this nest and I'm going to dare to jump and soar and fly again. And you may have to scoop me up, but I'm going to dare to do it day by day, from faith to faith, from glory to glory, from victory to victory. Help me, Lord Jesus. Now, if you have not made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, I want you to raise a hand right now. And you're ready. You're ready to do it. This is your day. I'm telling you, loved one, the Bible says that today is the day of salvation. That right now is the accepted time. Do you know for sure if you were to die today that you'd be in heaven? Because if you're not sure of that, you need to make Jesus the Lord of your life and be sure of where you're headed. All right. That's your decision. I've done everything I can do today to convince, to try to preach the word. The Holy Spirit may be speaking to your heart today. Don't disobey. Just take that step of faith. And soar. Father, I pray. for every person here. I don't know who I'm speaking to. But Father God, it's only by your Spirit that the walls of resistance will be broken down. It's only by your amazing love and mercy that hearts that have been stone cold, surrounded with concrete, it's only by your Spirit and your power that those hearts can be chipped away. No longer a heart of stone, like the Word says, but a heart of flesh in which to humble ourselves before you and do the right thing. Bless your people. Strengthen them. Forgive them. Help them to soar with wings like eagles. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.